Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. is still reeling in horror in the aftermath of an extremist attack. We've got some thoughts from our ministry on how we can respond. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, believers are celebrating fruit from seeds planted in Ukraine a quarter century ago. On Sunday, a gunman opened fire in an Orlando gay nightclub, killing 50 people and injuring 53. This is the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. And since then, ISIS has claimed responsibility for that shooting. In the wake of this tragedy, Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship shares how we, as the church, can respond.
One thing I think we can do is communicate to the community, we stand with you in this time of fear, that we, without question, denounce acts of violence or hatred directed toward them.
In extremist ideology, the response is violence towards those you disagree with. Even in our society, the assumption is that if you disagree with someone, you must hate or fear them. But Howe says Christians can hold on to faith convictions while maintaining a spirit of love.
For many in the church, we actually have relatives and friends who are members of the LGBTQI community. And so let's extend to a community the same love and compassion that we would extend to a family member that we disagree with, right? We could do that with a friend where I disagree with you, but in a moment of tragedy, I can still demonstrate love to you. In fact, Christ calls us to demonstrate love and humility to those that we don't necessarily agree with.
Pray for the LGBTQ and Muslim communities, for hope, for healing, and the church's witness of the gospel. In lighter news, the sun is out and summer is here, and that means kids' programs are underway. More with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Lindsay Ackerman.
Summer is one of our most exciting times because of the opportunity to meet so many kids, so many boys and girls in villages all across India, to have fun with them through our children's Bible clubs, and ultimately to introduce them to Jesus Christ.
All it costs is $1 to send a kid to camp. And it's worth it.
But what happens, too, is our Bible club leaders don't just spend the days with the kids and then send the kids home. After the club ends for an evening or over the weekend, those partners and club leaders take the time to visit families at home just to introduce themselves and say how much they're enjoying having a son or daughter at the club and just to offer a chance to pray. So these kinds of clubs are really opening doors, not into just children's hearts, but into the hearts of families and into the community. At the end of the club, the kids put on a special program, and they don't just invite their families, they really invite the entire village to come.
The gospel is working in the hearts of kids and families in the Bible clubs. Would you continue to pray? And in light of all that's been happening around the world recently, sometimes it's good to just stop and praise the Lord for his faithfulness. Slava Gospel Association's president, Bob Provost, says,
I was here for the 25th anniversary of a wonderful seminary called Erpine Biblical Seminary. It was begun in February 1991 and now has 1,700 graduates that have literally been changing Ukraine for the glory of Christ.
As it is with any ministry, this seminary wouldn't have been successful without God moving in the hearts of sponsors.
We're praying for sponsors, and so I was sharing on a radio call very much like this. There were two businessmen, and when these men heard about this great opportunity to train men to be church planters in Ukraine, they both called and they said they felt that the Lord wanted them to help, and they became faithful sponsors for the first 6 years and launched this great seminary.
Ask God to continue to move through SGA and this seminary. For more ways to help and to learn more about this story and the others from today's program, go to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. You can sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.